from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States secures the backing of Gulf Arab states of Iran nuclear agreement. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will arrive in Singapore Tuesday after announcing in Doha Monday. Foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council agreed the Iran nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, will contribute to the region's security once fully implemented.
Once fully implemented, the JCPOA contributes to the region's long-term security, including by preventing Iran from developing or acquiring a military nuclear capability.
Mr. Kerry said the U.S. and GCC agreed to expand regional security through cooperation on issues including intelligence sharing, special forces training, and maritime security. President Obama planning to make a major speech this week to discuss the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program. A White House spokesman said Monday Mr. Obama will raise arguments he believes are central to supporting the accord, which bars Iran from building an atomic weapon in coming years, in exchange for lifting crippling Western and U.N. sanctions. Congress is in the midst of a 60-day review of the pact and is expected to vote next month whether to accept or reject it. If it's rejected, Mr. Obama has vowed to veto the legislation, which would force the Senate and House to muster a two-thirds majority to override. In Mali, another ambush. Suspected Islamist militants killed 11 soldiers in an attack on an army base near the northern desert city Timbuktu Monday. The pre-dawn attack followed another ambush on an army convoy in central Mali Saturday that killed two soldiers. The Mauritanian news agency says Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM, has claimed responsibility. The northern part of Mali fell under the control of Islamic extremists in 2012. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department says the military launched its first armed drone missions out of Turkey's Incirlik Air Base during the past weekend. The U.S. also launched attacks against non-Islamic State forces that attacked U.S.-trained Syrian rebels fighting the IS group. A Pentagon spokesman said the attackers look an awful lot like Nusra, referring to the al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria, known as the al-Nusra Front. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Monday warned the Syrian regime not to impede the actions of the U.S.-trained rebel fighters.
We are principally referring to any temptation that the Assad regime may have to interfere in the air campaign against ISIL inside of Syria. What I'm suggesting is that same admonition that the Assad regime should not interfere in our counter-ISIL activities also applies to the opposition fighters that we have trained and equipped to fight ISIL. So far, the Assad regime has followed that admonition from the United States, and we encourage them to continue to do so.
The deepening U.S. role in Syria has been criticized by Russia's Foreign Secretary, Sergei Lavrov, who called for an end to foreign intervention in the Syrian conflict. President Obama Monday met with members of the Young African Leaders Initiative at the White House following his historic visits last week to Kenya and Ethiopia.
It's one of the fastest growing regions in the world. Africa's middle class is projected to grow to more than 1 billion consumers, with hundreds of millions of mobile phones and surging access to the internet. Africans are beginning to leapfrog old technologies into new prosperity. The continent has achieved historic gains in health, from fighting HIV/AIDS to making childbirth safer for women and babies. Millions have been lifted from extreme poverty. So this is extraordinary progress. And young people, like you, are driving so much of this progress.
Mr. Obama fielded questions from members of the 500 of the Yali group, ranging from climate change to U.N. Security Council reform and violent extremism. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Thomas Friedman, Monday, said Sierra Leone is stronger today than it was 6 months ago in the fight against Ebola, but the challenge remains to get to zero cases. He spoke in Freetown as two new cases of the deadly virus surfaced in the northern Tonkolili district, where a man died of Ebola last week. In Ethiopia, a court Monday sentenced nearly 20 Muslim activists to jail terms ranging from 7 to 22 years on terrorism-related charges, including an attempt to establish a religious government in the mostly Christian nation. The defendants were arrested during protests in recent years that accused the government of interference in their affairs. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.